Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, September 28, 2024. This is our lesson entitled, The Lord is Risen, of our chapter 81. This is our part 5 of our lesson 418. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to learn a new hymn for the little ones. It's familiar, but they will have an opportunity to do so. The title to our hymn for the Tiny Talk lesson is entitled, I'd Rather Have Jesus. That will be found in number 327.
You may have notified me, but I have forgotten or wasn't aware of somehow. But at least I know the song. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the president of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was beautiful, dear brother. We are going to ask the little one, by the help of their parents or older sibling, to open their family meeting with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Thank you. Sabbath blessing, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please take the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall I labor and do all thy work. And the Sabbath day, the Sabbath of the Lord. Please take people that's in the Sabbath and not in the Sabbath. And please check the Sabbath words that we're about to learn. And the little ones and the prayers and these nice Sabbath songs. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. It's story time, little one. So let's have our listening ears, and our dear brother will share this new chapter. The chapter is 21, entitled Before Herod, of a storybook, The Story About Jesus.
The Bible verses for our lesson this morning are taken from the book of Luke, chapter 23. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him in many words. That is, Herod questioned Jesus, but Jesus answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently, or loudly, accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him. They made fun of him and arrayed him, or clothed him, in a gorgeous robe and sent him to Pilate. Herod had never met Jesus, but he had long desired to see him and to witness his marvelous power. But I guess he didn't take time to go out and mingle with the common people, they would say, and watch Jesus like the Pharisees did. As the Savior was brought before him, the rabble surged and pressed about. What's a rabble? That's a mob of people. You've heard of riots? Well, that's about the kind of thing it was. Some crying one thing and some another. Isn't that about the way mobs do? Nobody sticks to one single thing. They're just yelling all sorts of things. Herod commanded, "Silence!" For he wished to question the prisoner. And I'll bet they kept quiet because the guards carried spears and swords, and they probably used them. He looked with curiosity and pity upon the pale face of Christ. He saw there the marks of deep wisdom and purity. He was satisfied, as Pilate had been, that malice, or anger, and envy alone had caused the Jews to accuse the Savior. Herod urged Christ to perform one of his wonderful miracles before him. He promised to release him if he would do so. By his direction, crippled and deformed persons were brought in, and he commanded Jesus to heal them. "Okay, Mr. Jesus, heal them." And he thought he would do it. But the Savior stood before Herod as one who neither saw nor heard. Next slide, please. The Son of God had taken upon himself man's nature. He must do as man must do in similar circumstances. If somebody commanded you or me to heal somebody, could we do it? No, probably not. Therefore, he would not work a miracle to gratify curiosity or to save himself from the pain and humiliation that man must endure when placed in a similar position. His accusers were terrified when Herod demanded of Christ a miracle. They were afraid that Jesus would do one, perform a miracle, heal somebody, and then their arguments wouldn't have any value. Of all things, they dreaded most an exhibition or an example of his divine power. such a manifestation or display would be a death blow to their plans and would perhaps cost them their lives. You know, the judge might be so mad when he realized that Jesus was innocent, he'd say, kill the high priest, kill the leaders of the Jews that were yelling and hollering and saying this man's a criminal, because Herod knew he wasn't. So they set up the cry that Jesus worked miracles through the power of him, given him by Beelzebub. That's another word for the devil, the prince of devils, yes. Several years before this, Herod had listened to the teachings of John the Baptist. And he had been deeply impressed, but he had not forsaken his life of intemperance and sin. So his heart grew harder. And at last, in a drunken revel, he had commanded that John should be slain to please the wicked Herodias. We might get some more details about that in a later lesson. But that came from the story of Jesus, pages 129 and 130. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. Next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing our new chapter entitled Before Herod in our tiny lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place October 5th, 2024. Dear ones, welcome once more. Now we are going to learn precious lesson from God's creation through nature. Our topic is mammals of the Bible, and our dear brother will be the one to share.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Okay, here's today's lesson concerning mammal of our Bible verses for our lesson in our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from Matthew chapter 5. And today's lesson is FBL year 2, quarter 4. We're continuing in lesson 4, a sermon. And verses 6 and 7 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Today's lesson will be lesson 2, Dear Bible Land. And the memory verse, of course, for this entire lesson is Psalm 149:4. And says, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek and salvation. And the character of quality of the story is self-control versus self-indulgence. Self-control is control of one's emotions, desires, or actions by one's own will, being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Nature, deer of Bible lands. There were three kinds of deer in the Bible lands. They were the red deer, the fallow deer, and the roe deer. Deer are hunted and killed and used for food by man. God never intended his creatures to be used in this way. He would rather man be merciful to the animals. Many years ago, people on the American frontier used deer hides, known as buckskins, as a type of money. This is why you sometimes hear people call a dollar bill a buck. The red deer was a forest mammal and was protected as royal game. An adult stands about 4 to 5 feet, or 1.2 to 1.5 meters at the shoulders. It had spreading antlers with 10 or more points, which were shed each year, but they grow again the next year. Those people who have self-control are truly royal. Like deer losing its antlers, the righteous may meet with earthly loss for a while, but a time of the restoration of all things will come to them if they meekly wait. As the deer regrow their majestic antlers, so he will beautify the meek with salvation. Psalm 149:4. A fallow deer was much smaller than the red deer, standing only about 3 feet or 2.7 meters. Its colors range from normal red-brown to light-brown to almost black. The antlers are flattened toward the ends with short points. They like living in the hill forests. All deer are usually spotted at birth, but fallow deer remain spotted at all ages. These spots are more noticeable in the summer. Spots in the scriptures represent sin. See Jude 23. God wants a people whom he can say, "Thou art all fair, my love. There is no spot in me." Song of Solomon 4:7, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or any such thing, but that it might be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5:27. The fallow deer keep their spots throughout their lives. They can remind us of how some people do not overcome their sins. Other kinds of deer that outgrow their spots can represent sanctification. The word fallow is thought to come from a root word that means to fail. The fallow deer can remind us of those who fail the grace of God. Hebrews 12:15. These do not hunger and thirst after righteousness. Matthew 5:6. The royal deer was the smallest of the deer. It only stood about 28 inches, or is it 7.12 centimeters, 71.12 centimeters, and had short upright antlers different from all other deer. The doe, or female deer, was heavier than the buck, or the male deer, and weighed up to 60 pounds, or 27 kilograms. In our character, we need to be small, humble, and meek, like the roe deer. The roe deer lived alone, stayed mostly undercover, and came out of the woods only to graze in the fields. Because of its secret habits, it lived almost unknown in many woodlands. When self-control is practiced, self becomes unknown in my life. In Psalm 42:1, it says, "As the hart panteth after the larva, so pant my soul after thee, O God." The word pant can mean to bray or yearn for. Often if there is a shortage of water, a stag, or a hart or male deer, can be heard braying loudly for water. One stag who was in the captivity accidentally was not given water for 8 days. He began to call and did not stop until water was mercifully given. It would be well if we would pant after the water of life, like the hart or stag or male deer. Two times that a deer can be extremely thirsty are, one, when running from danger, and two, when fighting. This can remind us how Christians can develop a thirst for God's will when they, one, flee from youthful lust, and two, when they resist the devil in spiritual combat or war. 2 Timothy 2:22, James 4:7 says on the right, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you." James 4:7. And below, "Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart." 2 Timothy 2:22. Here in the remind, main things you can do while you remember a lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your joys in life be a lesson. Two, you can practice being merciful to brothers and sisters and parents. When you notice how tired mother or father even is, just rub her or his tired feet, or quickly bring her or him a cup of cool water, remembering to be as light of foot as a wild roe. 2 Samuel 2:18. And here are reinforced activities you can do to help you remember the lessons. One, look for mammals. Use your guidebook to identify them. Deer often feed on plants near ponds or streams. Dawn and dusk are good time to see them. T 2, 5 pitchers of antlers, hearts, and stags, and water host upon the bulletin board. 3, 4 division activities, stories, and poems used to book and tell chunks, fables, activities, stories, and poems for the sports. 4, same members. Says the remarkable parent food, we are to come to God in faith and pour out our supplications before Him, believing that He will work in our behalf and in the behalf of those we are seeking to save. We are to devote more time to earnest prayer. With the trust and faith of a little child, we are to come to our Heavenly Father, telling Him of all our needs. He is always ready to pardon and help. The supply of divine wisdom is inexhaustible, and the Lord encourages us to draw largely from it. The longing that we should have for spiritual blessing is desired in words. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. We need a deeper soul hunger for the rich gifts that heaven has to bestow. We are to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, that we might have a consuming desire to know God by experimental knowledge, to come into the audience chamber of the Most High, reaching up the hand of faith and casting our helpless souls upon one mighty to save. His loving kindness is better than life. Your Bible commentary, pages 1146 to 1147. And below is a picture of a white-tailed dove. And below says, as a foam, a thirsty heart. As in its thirst, the panting heart to our brooks do flee, so pants thy longing soul, O God, thy may come to thee. Now let's share our nature walk experience, dear one. Let's use our listening ears for once. Over here, we have our dear sister, Jo Michelle, sharing their nature experience. Of a sunset right behind that hill, and the pink purple sky after sunset reflected on ocean. With dear sisters Michelle and sister Joan would like to share their experience from these photos. Okay, continuing. We will end with our dear sister, scenery and animal sightings. Over here is a picture of the place where they live, Beaver Creek. And below are two pictures. On the left is a bunny rabbit, and on the right is a western gull. Next. Our dear brother Joel S. will be sharing his nature experience through these photos of Lake Erie.
Yes, I went out there, and it was a beautiful day, and I saw this adjutment of concrete that went all the way out into the lake, and you were able to walk all the way to where it looks green, and I didn't want to jump there, because I figured that's going to make me slip and fall in. But it was enough to where once you took pictures around on either side, it seemed like you were just standing in the middle of it. And so then I like to take the other picture because it's just more of the beauty of that lake. This one, I think the reason why I took this one about these logs is, I don't know, I just have a funny thing about natural holes that are just worn into driftwood like that. So I took it and I said, okay, I really like that one. The other one was of a beautiful moon shot, and it had a rainbow halo around it, and it was over a neighbor's house. And I said, yeah, let me go ahead and get a picture of that, because I don't know when I'm going to see a rainbow around the moon like that for a long time. So I praise God for that, because it was really a beautiful sight. So I was thankful for that.
continue with our dear sister Christina and family's experience to nature scene in early days. In both pictures, we see flowers. There's on the left are azaleas, and on the right are daisies. Sister Christina, would you and everyone else, would you like to share your experience from these flower pictures?
We moved in the house. I always wanted a house that actually had some roses. I wasn't quite sure what these were, but they were pretty. And the fact that the seasons are changing and these flowers are still there, I was kind of amazed, because usually the flowers start dying out, but they're still there and they were really pretty. Daisies, I believe they grow with the weeds, so they're going to be there for a little while, then they die out and then they grow back. But the other ones are still there. They're just pretty, so I sent them over.
Next, our dear sister Grace will share her amazing signs of this sunset while driving.
Yes, how about this and everyone? This was an amazing rising of the sun. I just looked up and there was this huge ball of orange. It was just there, and I was like, who put this big ball of orange? This orange ball just hung it right there. And so I just had to take a picture of that, because, I mean, looking at it, it does not do justice just looking at it. I mean, you just cannot capture it with a camera. You just can't. It was just so beautiful. And yes, I was very careful, by the way. Continuing on my side, this is now the moon. And yeah, that was a night that it was very spectacular moon night. And I just happened to look through the window and there it was. And I tried my best. That's another thing, that it looks beautiful, but just looking at it, it was amazing to see. And yeah, so that was the moon. More of the same. Couldn't get enough of it. And on the picture on my left side, it's going into a little more depth, and you could see the clouds that was kind of floating around it, or coming apart, and just beautiful. That's all I could say. And on the other side, it was just kind of peeking over the trees. So I got that shot. Yeah. So I praise God for that.
Next, our dear and sister Susie and family will be sharing an update to their garden.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. So these are some pictures, some recent pictures of some of the things that I yielded by God's grace from the garden. Some cucumbers and some hot peppers, some potatoes, some cherry tomatoes. The green tomatoes, I picked them a little bit earlier than usual because the squirrels, every time they would get close to being ripe, we'll go ahead and start to take first bite at them. So I picked these ones, and now by the grace of God, they're all ripe. I'm going to use them for a salad and see if I could make some pasta sauce as well with some of them. But these are some of the blessings, and I was able to share some of the peppers before. I think I shared, Salsa Verde as well. I thought about using the remnants of that, the ones that are on the tree for that. And so these are the last set of yieldings from my garden. And by the grace of God, I was able to share with some of the neighbors, and they were blessed by it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank all the dear brethren that shared all of the nation well, but also dear sisters Licia or anybody that have a garden. If you have a lot of the little animals that are trying to partake, you can give them a little bit, but then they have a little bag. It's called organza. It's a net bag that you put in, like, you know, you put the fruit or the vegetable, you put it inside and just kind of tie it, and they don't get on it, if in case that you want to be able to preserve it. But we know we got to give a little 10% to the animals around, by God's grace. And I just want to thank everyone for sending their pictures. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. And remember, little ones,
time to be the king of a vast domain. Oh, be in sin's dress well. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords to me.
Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Jesus Save. Also, you can find it in 340. And I'm so grateful that my sister was able to come over here with me. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so.
We have heard the voice of sound, Jesus say, Jesus say, spread the tidings all around. Jesus say, Jesus say, hear the news to every land, climb the steep and cross the way, onward till the Lord command. Jesus save, Jesus save.
Wafted on the rolling tide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus save, Jesus saves.
The bond that bound us strife. Jesus save, Jesus saves. Breath with death and blindless life. Jesus save, Jesus saves. Send it on
through the gloom. When the heart of mercy craves, sing and triumph over the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Give the wind a mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. Sing a song of victory. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Remnant family. If any one of the elder sibling, mommies or dads, or even our guests would like to have opening prayer for a family meeting, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Please protect us. Please protect my my, the people who's here, the people that's not here, please protect my Sabbath way that we're going to be learning today. And please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 51, King James Version. And it reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." This is about boys and girls. We will continue and also end with this part 5 of our lesson entitled, "The Lord is Risen," in our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verse, 61? May you unmute your mind.
John chapter 8, verse 52, King James Version. Then said the Jews unto him, "Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death."
Go ahead, Emma.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, King James Version. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right of hand of God." Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, King James Version. "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, King James Version. "For ye they are,"
start again,
"for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God."
Amen. And we'll stop in.
Colossians 3:3, "For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God."
Colossians 3:4, "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory."
Thank you, Brother Jalal.
John chapter 19:30.
When
Jesus,
therefore
had
received
the
vinegar,
he said, "It is
finished.
And he
bowed
his head and gave up the
ghost.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, little ones. Today we will cover our page 787. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in The Desire of Ages, page 787. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing, "To the believer, death is but a small matter. Christ speaks of of it as if it were of a little moment. If a man kept my sin, he shall never see death. He shall never taste of death. To Christian, death, to the Christian, death is but a sleep, a moment of silence and darkness. Next slide, please. Continuing. The life is hid with Christ in God. Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life? Who is our life? Shall appear. Then shall ye also appear with him in glory. John 8:51.
Verse 52.
Colossians 3:4. Desire of Ages, page 787.
Amen. Good job, little ones. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is also taken from the book of Colossians 3:1-4, King James Version, with margin, taken from the Holy Scripture entitled, For Ye Are Dead and Your Life Is Hid with Christ in God. Song for memory, and it will be song a cappella. If ye then be risen with Christ, see those things which shall above, where Christ sitting on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
For ye are dead,
and your life is hid with Christ in God.
For ye are dead,
and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, shall ye also appear with him in glory. When Christ, who is alive, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory.
For ye are dead.
And your life is hid with Christ in God.
For ye are dead.
And your life is hid with Christ in God.
Amen.
We are in the Desire Ages, page 787. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mind.
Continuing.
The
boys
that face,
no, come down your eyes. What happened?
Tears.
Cried.
From the Christ.
Cross.
It is arms finished as me. Was heard
among
the head.
Dead. That's
dead.
Mm-hmm.
First.
Oops. It
pierced it the
It pierced
the always.
Jeremiah, come on, pay attention. Walls.
Walls of
sepulchres.
Sepulchres. And summoned the slept.
What do you do when you
sleep?
Sleepers.
Two
words put together, and arise.
Arise.
Thus
will it be when the video.
No, voice is up there. Voice.
Voice of Christ. This song.
Shall
be
heard.
Heard.
This is ear, you see. Heard.
From heaven. Exodus?
No.
Exodus?
No. Next.
Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading, the voice will penetrate the graves and unbar the tombs, and the dead in Christ shall arise. At the Savior's resurrection, a few graves were opened, but at his second coming, all the precious dead shall hear his voice and shall come forth to glorious immortal life. And continue on the next slide, please. Continuing, the same power that raised Christ from the dead will raise his church and glorify it with him. Above all principalities, above all powers, above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. The Desire of Ages, page 787, paragraph 2. Amen.
Dear one, we ended our part 5. With that particular slide, but I wanted to share from another book, The Story of Redemption, chapter 81, with these quotes from the Spirit of Prophecy. This is in chapter 30, entitled 40 Days with the Disciple. Who would like to take this paragraph, dear ones? May I unmute your mic?
Jesus remained with his disciples 40 days, causing them joy and gladness of heart as he opened to them more fully the realities of the kingdom of God. He commissioned them to bear testimony to the things which they had seen and heard concerning his sufferings, death, and resurrections, that he made a sacrifice for sin, and that all who would might come unto him and find life. With faithful tenderness, he told them that they would be persecuted and distressed, but they would find relief in recalling their experience and remembering the words which he had spoken to them. Next slide, please. He told them that he had overcome the temptations of Satan and obtained the victory through his trials and suffering. Satan could have no more power over him, but would bring his temptations to bear more directly upon them and upon all who should believe in his name. But they would overcome as he had overcome. Jesus endowed his disciples with power to work miracles and told them that although they should be persecuted by wicked men, he would from time to time send angels to deliver them. And their lives could not be taken until their mission should be accomplished. Then they might be required to seal with their blood the testimonies which they had borne. The Story of Redemption, page 237, paragraph 2.
His anxious followers gladly listened to his teachings, eagerly feasting upon every word which fell from his holy lips. Now they certainly knew that he was the Savior of the world. His words sank deep into their hearts, and they sorrowed that they must soon be parted from their heavenly teacher and no longer hear comforting, gracious words from his lips. But again, their hearts were warm with love and exceeding joy, as Jesus told them that he would go and prepare mansions for them and come again and receive them, that they might be ever with him. He promised also to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to guide them into all truth. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. Luke 24, verse 50, I forget what the SR is, 238, paragraph 1.
Historia.
It's right on the tip.
It's okay, your brothers.
Story of redemption. Right, okay. It was right on the tip of my tongue.
That's okay. Praise the Lord. And dear sister Titi, we will be keeping our dear sister in prayer by God's grace. And welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, King James Margin. This is from Behold, He Cometh, Songs of the Redeemed in the Sunlight Sound Studio, Memory Verse CD. And this is also a promise for us, dear ones.
Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe.
Come to the ending of our study. We are going to keep our questions to reserve it for next Sabbath by God's grace. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part 5, which is our last part of this particular chapter entitled The Lord is Risen. So if you have any other questions besides part 5, if you need any research, you could be able to send it beforehand. Otherwise, you could hold it until we get together by God's grace. Who would like to have closing prayer? Dear ones, maybe I'm looking like to do so.
May we bow our heads on our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father, we thank you for bringing us safely through another week and here together to praise your name on this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you for all the mercies that you have given to us. We thank you for preserving all the families that had to withstand the storm. But Father Jesus, you had them in your hands and they were able to come through the storms in Florida. Very great. Nothing touched their homes or anything happened to them. So we thank you for that. We thank you also for any
sick that you have relieved in our midst. We pray that anyone that is feeling any kind of malady at this time, that you will relieve them, Father Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the little ones with their participation and reading beautifully. We continue to pray for each and every one of them. We pray for their parents as well. Bless and keep us for the rest of this Saturday. Take us into the next sections of the studies. We ask for your continuous blessing. Be with the speaker, I pray. Continuously bless and keep him in no other name but Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. If we can bow once more to be able to go before the throne of God. Dear Lord, may you please give troubling mercy to our dear sister Yee, brother Jean, and be with Blue also and Dee as they be at the house, Father Jesus, until their return. And if there's anyone else that is troubling, Father Jesus, may you also give them trouble and mercy, especially those in the front line, Father, keeping their family safe at home. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcoming, dear Lord. Please do not allow our unrighteousness, dear Lord, to block these prayers from going boldly to the throne of grace. We thank you in no other name than our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have a review of chapter 81 entitled The Lord is Risen, Part 5, and that will take place October 5th, 2024, leaving the scripture and also a quote from the Great Controversy, but this one is in 1888, page 477, paragraph 2. And the scripture reads in Romans 8:1, King James, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit." And I quote, "While the Christian life will be characterized by humility, it should not be marked with sadness and self-depreciation. It is the privilege of everyone to so live that God will approve and bless him. It is not the will of our Heavenly Father that we should be ever under condemnation and darkness. And there is no evidence of true humility in going with the head bowed down and the heart filled with thoughts of self. We may go to Jesus and be cleansed and stand before the law without shame and remorse. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.